In July 2016, governments of six states in Southwest geopolitical region in Nigeria, namely Lagos, Ogun, Oyo, Ekiti, Ondo, and Kwara, set up an agency known as Dawn Commission with the mandate of strengthening the governance process as a foundational requirement for effective public service delivery across the region. As part of projects towards realizing the noble goal, the region is set to hold its Southwest Governance Innovation Conference, where best practices by the respective states would be adopted as template for governance. Addressing journalists, the Director General, Dawn Commission, Dipo Famakinwa, said one of the reasons the region was passionate about uniform development in all the states under it was to ensure that people feel comfortable to settle in their home states and depopulate Lagos.
We are also concerned about the deepening of systems and people capability in the delivery of public goods and services in different areas of governance.
According to the health programs and project Dawn Commission, Mrs. Yewande Peters, the agency is determined to make Southwest Nigeria the most developed in Africa.
Our vision is to make Southwest a preferred place to live, to work.
Contributing, the Southwest Regional Coordinator, DFID Nigeria, Mr. David Okawo, said the International Development Organization remained committed to curbing poverty in Nigeria, explaining why it is collaborating with Dawn Commission.
We have three pillars. One of the pillars are accountable and responsible, capable government act. And then we have engaged citizen pillar that works with civil society organizations, legislators to enhance participation in governance.
The reform manager DFID, Mr. Ifeanyi Peters, expressed the determination of DFID to support many state institutions working with government for development. The speaker said the Southwest Innovation Conference to hold in Ogun State would also serve as platform for sharing knowledge and ideas necessary to drive good governance in all the states of the Federation. In Lagos, Innocent Onoh for Radio Nigeria.